There were a lot of new people who really wanted to get involved. They sent me messages saying they're very disgusted with the government. They're afraid of another war front. They don't want Iran attacked. They want to end the war in Iraq. So they came and they joined us.
Are you happy with this new strategy? You feel this is more effective?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What we try to do is we need to inform the public, because the public really the ones that need to change things. And by going to Washington and begging at the steps of Congress, it just hasn't worked.
Tell me, what signs do you see that the Bush administration is planning a war on Iran?
Oh, there's so many signs. I mean, there are two major things happening right now. I think the Senate approved a blockade, which is pretty scary. I mean, that's an act of war in and of itself. You hear speeches made by even the political candidates for president saying that they won't tolerate Iran having a nuclear program.
There are rumors that Israel may be involved if there's an attack in Iran.
Yeah, I absolutely think they will be. I mean, they did maneuvers, I guess it was last month or the month before. They have upped their rhetoric about attacking Iran because they're funding Hamas and Hezbollah. And then the United States just goes along with it. And our ships could launch missiles from the blockade. The problem with all of that is not only that it's illegal and unconstitutional and immoral to start a preemptive strike, but there's 71 million people in Iran. They are going to be really affected by this. 5 years ago, you would never think that 1.2 million people in Iraq would be dead. And we have 130,000 troops in Iraq that are going to be caught right in the middle of this. They're sitting ducks. This is what Dick Cheney had wanted to do all along, and it's common knowledge. He always talks about it. They do not want to leave office unless the axis of evil is eliminated, and Iran is in that axis of evil. I read in the Times that they said, either way, if Obama wins in November, Bush and Cheney can certainly give orders to attack Iran after November, and if McCain wins, McCain will do it when he takes office. So it will happen. It's just a matter of when. I don't think they realized that Iraq was going to be such a quagmire. They had absolutely no strategy for Iraq. They just thought that we'd go in there and foist democracy on these people and take Saddam Hussein. And they have no idea. These people are nationalists. That's their country. They live there. So they probably figured they would go into Iraq, take Iraq, then go into Iran, and then North Korea was next. And I could tell you that because my son is in the Marine Corps, and that's what he told me. He was training to go into North Korea. So they were planning on it. They just never got there. I think the peace movement does come together on this issue, and they realize that over the last 5 years, we have not been able to unite. And I'm hoping that we could put that behind us and come together and unite on certain fronts.